great tea. Well, you can vote for me. I don't know how much good that would do, but I have my own ideas and opinions, I'm sure, just like everybody else. But yes, I do agree with the Anthony. There's got to be some debate. I think actually there's going to be parts of it that we're going to that there are problems in all of the above. Like you made mention, I don't know about the workmanship so much. I could probably be pretty forgiving on that, but materials, I think maybe we should investigate that and check that out further. Maybe people who are a little bit more knowledgeable about the topic. I couldn't tell you the first thing about concrete as far as that goes, really. And then I just thought it was kind of very amazing, though, that when they were doing 696 on our side of town some years back, I recall that they laid the wrong, I guess like the wrong formula, mixture of concrete. And I'm thinking, boy, before you guys started that, didn't anybody check it? Would there be some form of, the state coming out to verify it before you start laying it? Make sure that you're using the proper materials and such. But I guess they didn't. And I don't know if it really cost them so much, but it, kind of did for some of us by, delaying and all that. But I also kind of wish that they would do it like, I think they do it the same way in Ontario and on Ohio, where I know they do light work too as well. But I also wish that they would do it 24 hours, have three different shifts, so that way you get done and you get out of there. That's the other thing I wish that they would do. Not the construction where you got barrels up for 17 miles and there's only work being done on 2 miles of it. But I just think they should just bite off what they can chew, fix it, and then have, just continue on down the road, just, progressing, step by step, have the next step done waiting for you. But don't do it all at once. Do it in sections, so that way, for that day, you can complete what you started, so to speak. But that's just some of my whining and griping. Go on. I'd like to hear some more of your ideas, too, as well. But what would you like to see fixed if you were king for the day?